Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you believe something, you act on it. It's not enough to just sit up and go, I believe that, and do nothing. Living faith will prompt you to step out, to act, to obey, to do. Go back to Hebrews 11, please. Read the rest of this verse. Hebrews 11, 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Hear people say, well, I've never seen a healing. Well, great, you're a candidate for a miracle. Yeah. I've never seen supernatural debt cancellation and being paid off. I've never seen somebody just walking up to me and handing me a check. Somebody calling me and say, forget about that debt. I've never seen anything like that. Well, it's time you did. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, when I see it, I'll believe it. No, you won't. No, you won't. It'd be too late. And the people who see it are the people who believe it before they see it. Amen. Amen? And not only that, if you believe it before you see it, you will get ready for it. Amen. Just like Noah. Do you like faith as much as I do?
Yes.
I get so excited talking about these things. I think I'd just preach it just for myself if you wasn't even here. But I'm glad you are. Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he was moved with fear. He said, uh-oh, it's all going to be destroyed with a great flood. I got to get ready. God told him what to do, how to get ready, and he did what? What's the next word?
Prepare.
What's the next word?
Prepare.
Everybody say it out loud. What's the word?
Prepared.
Prepared, prepared, prepared. I looked up this word, and it means to set up, to make ready, to arrange. To get things set up. Did he start immediately getting things set up so he could build this thing? He did, didn't he? It cost a lot of money to do this. This was a long project. Some people estimate that he worked on this for 100 years. 100 years. Didn't see a rain any one of those years. And the people no doubt stood out and scoffed. Well, the Bible talks about scoffers, how they stood out and scoffed. Where's this flood, old man? Tell us again. Water's going to come out of the sky. Yeah. Y'all ever seen any water come out of the sky? No. Your granddad ever seen any water? No. Your great, 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 great grandpa ever seen any water come out of the sky? No. Water does not come out of the sky, you crazy old man. He said, I'm getting ready. I believe. God said a flood's coming, a flood's coming. Oh friend, this is so typical of you and I today. The Bible tells the ministry of John the Baptist was to go and prepare a people for the coming of the Lord. And he went and said, get ready, because he's coming. And he did. And how many know that the angel said when he left this earth, this same one that left like you saw, he is coming again. That's our ministry today, is to get folks ready. And the people who have faith are preparing for His coming.
That's right.
The people who don't believe are not getting ready.
That's right.
How many are preparing?
Yeah.
You're here. You're in church tonight while other folks are in bars. Right? Chasing women or men or whatever. But you're here. Why are you here? You believe something.
Amen.
Right? You believe God is real. You believe He's coming soon. You believe there's a job to do in the earth before He comes back. You believe you have a part. Amen? If you believe it, you're getting ready. Faith prepares. Faith gets ready. Big faith prepares big. Little faith prepares a little. No faith doesn't prepare at all. Amen. Are you in faith about anything tonight?
Yes.
How would we know? I said, how would we know that you're in faith about something? You know, I keep talking about the church, but it's so fresh and so real to me. We got with no indication that a soul would come in this place the first service. We got ready for at least 500 people. Phyllis kept saying, I just believe 500 people is going to come. Some folk would look at us and go, right. Okay, sister. And I said, yeah, let's get ready. We did everything we knew to get ready. I remember the last airplane I got, which we have right now. Wonderful tool. The Lord dealt with us that we ought to have this kind of airplane. It's a twin, and it's very nice, cabin class, pressurized, air conditioned. And so we claimed one, and we sowed our seed, and we claimed the money to come in for it. And months passed. Everybody say months.
Months.
And a year passed.
Year.
See, months and years don't phase faith. 100 years, man kept getting ready. Right? See, this is what separates the men from the boys and the girls from the women faith-wise. Anybody can stay excited for 2 days. Get ready for a week. But when you really have faith, you just keep getting ready. Right? And you never quit. We got a place to put the airplane. No airplane. I ordered chocks for the wheels and put my tail number on them. And sit them out in the hangar and put them out. I measured off my spots, you know, how tall it would need to be for the tail to come in, and how wide the wings are, and where you take the tow thing, and you push it back in, and I measured, okay, and I put my big X. The left main wheel goes here, and the right main wheel goes, here's where the nose wheel goes, and we even bought a tug to move the airplane. No airplane. Out here. But I believed I had received one in here. I don't see it yet, but I believe I got one. Amen. And because I believe I've got one, I'm expecting. Don't know how, but some way, something's going to work out. I'm going to be able to get it. Amen. And so if I believe I got an airplane coming in, well, what if it showed up today? Where would you put it? Can't put it in the garage. Right? What if somebody called me today and say, Brother Keith, the Lord dealt with me to give you this airplane or help you get in this airplane. Where would you put it? Well, I tell you what, when it did come in, I had a spot for it. I had a cabinet over there with cleaning supplies.
Amen.
Amen. Everything you needed to take care of it. And praise God, it's sitting in the hangar now with the tug sitting beside it, with the cabinet. It's all the stuff was there. I know a man, an acquaintance of mine, I should say, in another country. He and his wife were told they could not have children. He's a man of God. Both of them believe God. And for years, they tried everything they knew. She could not conceive, multiple problems. Finally, they got on the Word and they began to put their faith on this thing. And they claimed and they believed they received a child and conception and perfect term and carriage and delivery and all that. And you know what else they did after that? They made a place for that baby. Amen. They made a place in their house and they decorated it. And some people say, oh, that's a mistake. Oh, that's a mistake. That's because you don't believe.
Right.
See, you're afraid of disappointment, which means you're not convinced. Did you hear me? No. Well, you'll be so built up and then you'll be so let down. You're acting like it's not going to happen, which means you don't believe it. You're not persuaded. No. I didn't sit around in the hangar and go, what if that plane don't come? What will I do with this? What will I do? I've spent all this money. What if it don't come? Now listen, here's the thing. First of all, you must hear from God. Don't just decide something off the top of your head. First of all, you must hear from God. On some of these things, we prayed about it, looked at it for months, sometimes years before we said, yep, this is what we're believing for. Get it settled from the Word. Get it settled in your own prayer life. Get it settled in your heart. And I'm not talking about, say, well, I believe I got a bunch of money coming in, so I'm going to go out and max all my credit cards. That's ignorant. No, I'm not talking about seeing how much debt you can get in. I'm talking about, to the best of your ability, prepare for what you're believing to come in. I know people in healing that have had miraculous healings in meetings. They came, been lame, been paralyzed for years, and brought a new pair of shoes to the service. You hear that kind of thing? Brought a new pair. Why? There's no reason for you to bring shoes. Yeah, if you believe you're going to be healed, it is. Faith gets ready. Faith prepares for the fulfillment of God's Word. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hebrews 11, 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. What did he do? Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah was saved. Years passed, decades passed, perhaps a century passed, and he kept getting ready. This consumed his life. This consumed his whole family's life. Everybody worked on this ark. What do you do on Monday morning at 7 o'clock? You're thinking about the ark, right? We work on the ark Tuesday night and Wednesday morning and Saturday afternoon. We work on the ark. We work on the ark year after year after year with not a raindrop falling out of the sky. But don't you know that when the clouds rolled in and it got so black and the thunder started pealing and the windows, the gates of heaven opened and floods came out from above and floods came out from under the ocean, don't you know they were glad? They believed and that they got ready. And one of these days soon, you and I are going to be so glad that we believed while we were alive on this earth and that we got ready. When people are screaming for the mountains to come and fall on them and hide them, you and I will be robed in white.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You and I will not be afraid before Him because we'll be like Him. Amen.
Amen.
Not be terrified at His coming because we're made in His likeness and image. Oh, we're going to be so glad that we didn't waste our whole life in the earth, but we prepared. We got ready.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.